Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and patients. We are broadcast worldwide on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift, I would love to talk to you. I have a free 15-minute consultation. All you have to do is go to SEOQueen.com and click on Speak to the SEO Queen. Again, just go to SEOQueen.com and click on Speak to the SEO Queen. I would love to talk to you about your search engine optimization and how we can get you more customers and clients without paying for advertising. So, I just turned off the notifications on my phone and we're going to get into it today. So we are towards the end of the year and we are excited about all the things that 2022 has to offer. And as a result, I have the life coach and entrepreneur, Jude Elizer, with me today. And, we're going to have a conversation. He is the owner and founder of thefocusmind.com. That's thefocusmind.com. And before we jump into the conversation, I would be remiss if I did not say thank you to all the listeners in November of 2021, the SEO Queen Tech Show was one of the top podcasts on the Bashani Radio Network with a whopping 2.4 million downloads and streams. I am so grateful, and so thankful to all of those who have listened and tapped in moving into 22. I definitely will be doing more episodes about SEO. So you can get your sexy engine optimization on point. So, Jude, how are you? And welcome to the show.
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing
great.
Thank
you. Thank you. I'm very grateful to be here with you.
Well, I'm glad to have you.
This is a dream come true.
Well, I'm glad that you're here on the episode. And, you know, most of the time I have, you know, I'm very mindful of how I curate my show, and I really wanted our listeners to hear from a life coach. I've never interviewed a life coach on my show outside of Mr. Michael Mew. Shout out to my OG coach who helped me get my things on point and started. Shout out to you, Mr. Michael Mews, on the Get Right show on the Bashani Network. But Jude, what made you become a life coach? What is it that excites you about helping people, you know, achieve their next greater? I was looking at the testimonials on your site and I was reading about the impact that you're having on people's mindset. And it was just beautiful to see. So what made you delve into this area of coaching?
Well, first of all, Z, I want to thank you for welcoming me to the show. I'm very excited about this. I can't thank you enough because my goal is to reach as much as people as I can. If we're going to try to change the world, we have to change ourselves first. So what got me to motivational speaking was I used to do it. I used to really work on myself because I was my only competition. I used to try to be better than I was yesterday. And when you reach to a level that you have a dream. And I've seen so many people, you know, their dreams being shattered, you know, and I'm here to give people more confidence, more faith, and to focus on their journey, on their path to become who they're supposed to be.
That's awesome. I had to go grab some water. I'm going to edit this audio. I normally okay. want to do this in one shot, but today is one of those days. But June, that's awesome. So,
yes.
You know, when you were, you know, delving deep into your own personal development and personal growth, what are some of the tools and strategies that you use to grow your confidence?
Well, here's the first thing people need to do is you have to work on yourself. You have to believe in yourself and you have to take accountability for your life. I think a lot of the times we go through to adversity and we seem to blame it on our, you know, family and friends and, you know, in the environment we grew up in. So I want people to know that the mind is the most powerful thing you have in the universe. And you have to take that in consideration, very, very, very important. And if you have a dream, the only thing you need to focus on to know that the dreams that you have is good enough, right? So a lot of time we're looking for validation from the outside world, from other people, what other people think. If you listening to what other people think, you'll never make it. God gave you a gift, and the gift that he gives you, he gave it to you. And sometimes other people won't understand the gift that you have inside you. Only you can understand, you know, the gift you have inside you. So sometimes your friends won't understand your dreams. Your family won't understand your dreams. And it's up to you to believe in what God has given you and work on it and to develop it and to set your goals. And this is exactly what I want to talk about to let people know that failure is part of the process. And a lot of times people are running from failure. I grew up having dreams and I never took actions on the dreams that I had. And when you don't take actions, it's just only a dream.
So right? I have a question. So, there's a lot of things you just said here that I wanted to ask you about. So, you know, you made the comment that, you know, many people have dreams and their dreams are shattered. And then, you know, a lot of people, you know, have this mentality where they're like, I can't do this because of X, whatever that X is. So how do you go from, you know, having these dreams to like being able to mentally overcome the obstacles to manifesting that dream? How can you do that?
Okay. The first thing you have to learn, understand is a lot of people have dreams and, you know, once you have a dream, it just looks like a straight road, right? It just looks like a straight line. Until you take actions, that's when you've seen, you know, red lights, traffic, detour. It's a lot of bumps while you're going on that journey. What I want people to understand is when you have fear, right? When you have fear within you, it's not here to destroy you. It's here to build you and give you more strength. Why people are not succeeding in their dreams is because they are afraid of fear. And fear is a teacher. It's a lesson. If you learn from fear, you will be unstoppable. So if you want to be successful, you have a dream in your mind, you got to understand that you're going to fail. You're going to fail more. You're going to fail more than you succeed. So you got to keep your focus and learn as much as you can from fear.
So that's a really good point. I've, you know, talking about fear, I've had people say, you know, fear is a false evidence appearing real. But, you know, the other piece of fear is, you know, sometimes fear, you know, paralyzes us. Sometimes fear, You know, fear of success paralyzes us. Fear of failure paralyzes us. There's all kinds of different fears that paralyze us. But, you know, what about the fear that I'm going to do the wrong thing and prevent myself from achieving this dream? So how do you overcome that fear?
Well, you know, that fear, fear of success, fear of overcoming, fear of success, fear of failure. Fear, people need to understand what fear really means, right? Fear is, to me, this is how I look at fear. Fear is a, if you have a dream, fear is the ultimate test that's going to test you to see if you really committed about your dreams, right? When you go to school, you take a test to graduate. When you're trying to get your license, you take a test. And I think with people, when they look at fear, how it appear, like you just said, fear is a false evidence appearing real. Remember, it's trying to appear real to you. If you don't, if you acknowledge that and you stay focused, you understand you have a dream, you don't want to get distracted, and you learn from fear. Fear is here to teach you. It's not really here to destroy. Life is what you make it, right? So if you believe, whatever you believe, it's what's going to come on you. It's not what you want. It's what you believe. You become what you believe, not what you want. So I just want to change people's perspective.
That what you just said, that is such a powerful statement, because
yeah,
you become what you believe, not what you want.
Yes.
That's just powerful, because I've noticed, you know, as, you know, I've been building, you know, the SEO Queen, the digital agency, into a six-figure plus agency, my mindset has shifted so much around that. You know, my expectation when I'm going into certain situations has changed. You know, I think we can be our own, you know, drag. We can be our own hindrance when we have the expectation, when we want something, right? But what we believe, yes, is the counter, is counter to what we want. We won't achieve that of what we want. You know what I'm saying? So you have to believe,
exactly.
You have to believe subconsciously, consciously, that you are worthy of which that goal that you're aspiring to. I mean,
exactly.
That is so powerful. Like I just really wanted people to really hear you say that you become not what you want, but what you believe.
What you believe.
There's so many people who say, oh, I want to do XYZ. I want to XYZ, but they believe that they can only achieve XYZ if they do, you know.
Yes. And
but
that's,
the thing is, what they want has to be that you have to do element NLP to get to it. So, you know,
exactly.
I think that is so powerful. There's this story I heard, is like this guy was stuck on a roof and he was praying to God to come and rescue him. And somebody came by on a boat and asked him to get in. And he was like, oh, I'm waiting for God to rescue me. And then somebody came by on a helicopter and he waved him off. And he said, oh, you know, somebody, because his expectation, what he believed was he believed that he was going to be rescued in some other way. You know, as entrepreneurs, we have to be open to both, you know, the boat, the helicopter, the, you know, the bird, whatever the case may be, however it's going to take you to get from A to B, we have to be open to that. So my next question to you is, how can we open our awareness to all the possibilities to achieve that which we want?
Well, one of the most powerful tools you know, tell people to be awareness is a very powerful tool, by the way. You have to meditate. I know people meditate only when they're going to sleep or they wake up in the morning. Meditation to me is a lifestyle, because it keeps your mind awakened. It keeps the possibility you know, of success coming in. I don't know if you heard about the third eye. Have you heard about that? Third eyes? Open your third eye?
Yes, I have heard about that.
Okay. That's what I do. And it's the most powerful thing you ever do in your life. And what opening your third eye is basically, it's really meditating. At first, when I first started to meditate, I didn't know how to meditate. I would meditate at night and then just fall asleep, you know, and I just wake up and fall asleep. But meditation is keeping your awareness and giving yourself, you know, it's opening the third eye is the eyes that the spiritual eye, the two, the world eyes, it's the exterior eyes, right? It's for the physical realm. But the third round is connected with your desire, with the dreams that you have, the future that you're building on, you know, that you're trying to start, that marriage trying to, you know, work out with. That's what the third eye do. And that's the only thing you need to do is opening the third eye. And how you do that, you focus on the, you focus on the, not the result, you focus on the journey. Not the results. A lot of people have a dream and they seem to don't want to go through the process. They just want the results, right? If you're looking for results, you will never make it. You got to go through the journey. The journeys will give you the lessons. The journey is what teaches you, taught you things that you wasn't aware of. The journey is what make you stronger, better, and it shows you the side of fear, which is not really true. We get caught up with fear because we was raised like that. It's something that started from generation to generation. I had been dreaming since I was a little kid, right? I had a dream to be successful, but I never took actions on it. And guess what happened? I've been stuck in the same position my whole entire life, right? Until I start taking action and face my fear, that's when things started to change for me. The main thing I'm trying to explain to people is that fear is not the enemy unless you make it, right? You have to learn from fear. And it's the only thing you need to know how to do. Your awareness, it's one power that we have. It's only one power. And that power is what you do with it. I can come on your show, Z, compliment you, and tell you how special you are, wish you are, and how smart you are. And I can criticize you. It doesn't matter. It's what you do with the information that's coming to you. I know people that have degree, masters, and they're stuck in the same position they were, you know, they're still stuck. They can't get a job with degree. And I know people that didn't have their parents there, didn't have any type of help, and they make it. So life is really what you make it. And I think people need to understand that it's, you got to make your life stop depending on the world and all these things outside to create your life. You got to take responsibility and make things happen.
So what you said was just on, it was just, you hit the nail on the head. What do you say to those who are listening, who are frustrated? They have a dream and everything that has been presented to them seems impossible. How can they find their possible path to their goal?
Okay. Let me explain this really clearly so people understand. A lot of the times when we fail in, we think it's something out there that's making us fail. In reality, it's just an illusion, right? Like I was just saying the other day how we get caught up with social media illusion. You see how somebody, you know, marriage is going well, they're showing it to you, and people going through depression. just by looking at what they've seen on social media, which, by the way, is not even real. Okay.
You were talking.
What I'm saying is a lot of times when we're frustrated, we blame it on our environment and friends and family, or even, you know, the devil, right?
Right.
Demons. Uh-huh. What it is, what happened is most of the things we worry about are illusion. Okay. It don't even exist. The universe has a system, and here's how the system works. It doesn't speak English, right? It don't speak any Spanish. It don't speak Spanish, French. It speak where your focus is. What you give attention to is what you going to manifest. For example, if you can't pay your bills and you focus on how you can't pay your bills, what's going to happen is you're going to continue to not pay your bills. That's why you have a lot of people that's in a relationship, like women, they have an abusive boyfriend, or they keep running to the same guy, even though they're different person, but it's the same attitude because they focus about what happened in the past. Most people are living in the past instead of being in the present. The present is the only thing you have. Once you know how to manage the present, that's how you create your future, right? So we got to get rid of the illusion of, you know, this is what's going to happen. It's a failure. You have to let the past be the past. Listen, people, you got to let the past be the past. This is why forgiveness is so important. When you forgive somebody, you're not forgiving the person because of the person. You're forgiving the person because of you. Forgiveness have more to do with you than the person. It's about your growth and development. Okay?
Hold that quote in your head. I see forgiveness as freedom.
Yes.
Freedom.
Definitely.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Free from
but,
all.
But here's.
Freed from all of that, but continue.
But here's the problem, Z. A lot of people forgive, but they still hurt. You can't forgive and still hurt. They're still in pain. Like I was saying, it's exactly like what Steve Harvey said. When you forgive and you still hurt, it's basically drinking a poison and expecting the other person to die. Okay? So when you forgive, this is about your growth, the journey that you're on, and you're not falling for the trap. This is why we talk about surround yourself with people that motivate you, surround yourself with people that uplift you, that's trying to make you better, that challenge you. Because when you have negative energy and you set for that trap, what's going to happen is you're going to be trapped in negativity, and you're going to be just as the people that's trying to trap you. You're just going to follow that pattern. So people need to understand if they're frustrated, it has more to do with themselves more than anything else. So you got to change your mindset. That's what the mind, this is what I talk about the mind. You have the power to change your mindset. Here's something about your mind people is not aware of. Your mind don't know the difference between sick or healed. It doesn't know the difference between a dollar and $1 trillion, right? Whatever you give your mind, you believe in, that's what your mind is going to manifest, right? So you have the power to think positive, even when things is going bad. It's really only trying to make you stronger to go to the next level. All the things that I had in my life, I went to the darkest time, but I keep my faith and end up working out. I tell people, this is how you got to look at life. Everything works for you, not against you. So no matter what situation you are in, believe in yourself is going to work out for you. A lot of people that have career, and I'm sure you probably can relate to this, Z, that you didn't know that's what you were going to do. You know, I've seen people that say, well, I'm a lawyer. I have my degree. I was trying to be a lawyer, but I end up being a comedian, right? You never know what life, sometimes you got to believe there's a higher power than yourself. Your job is to do the best you can, take action when you have to, believe in yourself. And if it doesn't work out, it's okay. You believe in a higher power. You're not going to understand everything. So I think people just get caught up trying to learn and trying to know everything. Nobody knows everything. That's why you surround yourself with people that can help you. That's how you become a leader.
Well, Jude, you definitely have been dropping some gems here on the SEO Queen Tech Show. You know, I think mindset is so important. Mindset is so important. And on that note, I want you to share with people how they can connect with you on social media and online. And thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Okay, I appreciate it a lot, G. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure. And how to connect with me, you go to the Focus Mind, focusmind.com, or you can follow me on social media, The Focus Mind, Instagram. That's how you connect with me.
Okay, awesome. So the underscore focus underscore mind is your Instagram.
Yes.
And thefocusmind.com is your website. Yeah, so I mean, if you want to book Jude as a motivational speaker or have a private session with him, you can always go to his website. Again, I want to thank you for coming onto the show, because in these times, you know, I talk all the time about how to use SEO to get more clients and revenue, but a lot of business owners have so many challenges to overcome, and mindset is definitely one of them. You can never have too positive or too effective of a mindset. And thank you so much for sharing all those gems about fear and the proper perspective of just manifestation and goals and achieving your goals. It was just powerful, very powerful. Great episode.
Thank you.
Thank you again so much. And until next time.
It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO Queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.